This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Martin Drummond.
Well, hello, friends and neighbors. It's another great day in lovely Stuart, Florida, and I want to welcome you to episode number 7 of the Good Neighbor Podcast. Today, we have the privilege of talking with good neighbor Steve Clausen of Colorado Pawn and Jewelry. Steve, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Martin. How are you?
I'm just wonderful. I always tell my wife, if I got a pulse, I got possibilities. So thank you for investing a bit of time with the listeners today. Tell us a little bit about your business and that wonderful business partner you have and how you and your partner, I love Evie, came to be involved with Colorado Pawn and Jewelry.
Well, obviously we run pawn shops, which we call pawn stores. And, it's a business that's really very misunderstood. I ran Pizza Huts for 19 years. And if you ever told me I was going to run pawn shops, I'd say you're crazy. I've never really been involved with them. And, long story short, I met somebody from Kansas where I grew up, and he had 80 pawn shops in Florida. So I ended up working for him. And that's how I got into the pawn shop business, was just by kind of mistake and just by knowing somebody from Kansas that was in there. So I got into the business, and it's actually a very, very cool business. The myth is that mostly stolen items come into pawn stores. We call them pawn stores, but that's not the fact, because, we're highly regulated by police departments. So everything that comes in has to go on a website every day that the police can check out and match with stolen items. So if a crook brings something in to a pawn shop and sells it or does a loan on it, a pawn, because a pawn is a loan, then they can get caught and they can end up going to jail for dealing with stolen items. And that happens maybe once or twice a year, very, very rarely in our stores. The question, what does a pawn shop do? I mean, we do loans. People in America, we live beyond our means. The new PS5 comes out and our kid wants it, and we go, sure, hon, and we buy it. And then the FPNL bill comes in and we go, oh, crud, I need money. So you can bring your PS5 back in here and pawn it, and, we'll give you money for it. And then, we charge you a service fee and you pick it up within 30 days. We normally give you 60 days, 2 months to make those payments. But, it's just a short-term loan. If you leave it in here longer, then, it gets very, very expensive. But if you get $100, in 30 days, it's $120 to pick up. Mm-hmm. And, the other option is you just sell things. We buy cool stuff every day. We all have stuff in our garage, and our wives have jewelry that they haven't worn, or we'll have, grandma passes away and she'll have some sterling silver pieces or silverware. You can bring it into the pawn store and we'll check it out. We'll separate it. We'll tell you what's sterling, what's gold. And then we'll give you a quote on buying it, purchasing it from you, or at least you know what you have and you can go put it away and decide whether, the kids want it or what to do with it. Mm-hmm. So it's very gratifying. I have, people come in here, with some pieces, like with a jar of coins or a jar of jewelry. And, when we tell them what we're going to give them, they start crying. They're like, oh my God, thank you. Thank you so much. I needed that money. And it's very gratifying, because, we make people happy. We help them in tough situations.
Well, that's good. I mean, who hasn't taken off work or disrupted their weekend schedule multiple times to meet people who are going to come to your house and buy something and they don't show up? And what a waste of time and disruption that they having the avenue of maybe finding another market for that, mm-hmm. that is quick is a good thing. I appreciate that explanation. There are many different life situations that prompt people to visit your stores. And I know you have more than one. Maybe you could address that. But can you tell us about the range of services you and your team provide to meet those needs that people have?
Yeah, I mean, you know, a lot of times, you know, we get a lot of ladies coming in that have gotten divorced and have a ring or something, and they want to get rid of it. You know, we'll help them and we'll value it for them. And, you know, if they don't want to, you know, they'll listen to us, and we always give them options, because we don't want to, you know, maybe you can sell it on your own and go through, like you said, through different avenues, whether it's eBay or whether it's a local avenue to get rid of it. We always say, you know, if you can find a neighbor or somebody that needs that, the issue always with trying to sell anything in life is you got to find that person that needs it, you know, that wants it. You know, they, what other situations, like, you know, we'll have we'll have people that come in, you know, like I said before, with grandma stuff and, you know, coin collection, you know, they don't know what to do with it, and we'll buy it, because we deal with coins, and whether they're silver and gold, and it makes people very satisfied, and we're honest with them. We'll tell them what we'll turn the computer around. We'll say, here's the value of it. You know, the coin's worth $70. You know, we're going to offer you, you know, $35, and hopefully we'll get, you know, between $50 or $60, and maybe we'll get $70, but, you know, that's what it's worth. You know, we're in a pawn store, so everybody comes in to get a deal in a pawn store. So normally we're not going to get high dollar for items, because people want a discount. They want a deal. So.
All right. Tell me about the stores you have, Steve.
We have two stores. The main store and the store that's been the longest, because the previous owner started this business in 1981. So that's a few years from today. I think 40, what would that be? 40,
43 years.
3 years. And that's the one on Cantor and Monterey, you know, going over the Palm City Bridge, is at mm-hmm. the bottom there by that new car wash. And that one's, you know, got the big yellow and gold sign. And we do a lot of coins. And, you know, that's where, you know, I tell people that story that, hey, I've got driven by that store for 10 years and never stopped in. And when they stop in, you know, they're normally very pleasantly surprised and see what we do. The other store is in Port St. Lucie. It's on the boulevard, on Port St. Lucie Boulevard, and it's 2 miles in from US 1. So where on US 1, where the Walmart is, if you turned and go west on there, the first mile is Morningside. The second mile is Westmoreland. And we're right across the street at Westmoreland from the Publix, and beside the Seacoast Bank in a shopping center there.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What? Thank you for that. What are a couple myths or misconceptions that people have about going to a pawn and jewelry store?
Well, the first one I mentioned before is that, you know, a lot of people think that, you know, it's they're stolen items there, or you're going to get ripped off. You know, that they're dishonest, which, I mean, I guess in any business, there's probably owners and people that dishonest. You know, we pride ourselves on being honest and doing the right thing, because we want to be here for the long term. We want to be here 44, 50, 100 years, because if we are honest and treat people correctly, with dignity and with respect, then we're going to be here longer, and people are going to appreciate us. And we see that, you know, we pride ourselves on our Google reviews. And if you just Google our review, you know, go to Google reviews and see some of our reviews, you know, we get some incredible reviews from my employees. My employees are great. They just strive on customer service. You know, that they're not about just getting money or stuff like that. They're here on trying to help you, you know, get what you need. And if mm-hmm. we can't do it, we'll send you somewhere else. We'll tell you where maybe somebody else can help you, because that's what we want to do.
Okay. In layperson's terms, what are some indicators that a person might need more specialized help selling or pawning their items than what they might get from a YouTube video or some kind of 5 steps to easy pawning?
Yeah,
if you read, I mean, on the internet,
It's the personalization. You get to feel and touch. And you know, a lot of people say, well, I don't want to come in because I'm not sure about a pawn shop and I'm not sure, you know, that they're going to treat me right, whatever. The best thing is just come in and feel the experience. Because, you know, like yesterday, a gentleman walked in with a Rolex and he wanted me to change his links. And, you know, I grabbed the Rolex and right away I felt something's wrong with it. And I asked him, where'd you get it? And he says, oh, I got it on eBay, you know. And when I started touching and looking at it, I said, you know, I don't think this is real. And he goes, well, how do you know that? And then I started to show him things that I looked at. And then we went online on Google and I showed him some of the things that we were looking at. He goes, oh my gosh, I'm going to return that. You know, so he was happy he came in here to have me fix his link, because he probably would have never known that. So obviously he got it through eBay. eBay has a very, they're very controlled, and he should be able to get his money back. And
yeah, that's important, because I have a son. I have to interject this because you talk about Rolex. I have a son who was snorkeling off our boat down in Miami Beach a number of years ago, right off of Star Island. You probably know where that is.
Yep. Yes.
And he came up and he was screaming. He was so happy he'd found a Rolex, or so yes. He thought. I mean, it was a spitting image of everything, but I took it to a certified Rolex service location in Aventura, which is a northern part of Miami. And the guy said, this is the best fake I've ever seen, but it's still a fake. It's worth about $50. And, you know, the average person, I mean, I went all over the internet. It checked every box.
Right.
But the expert knew it was a fake. So I appreciate you telling that story.
Yeah.
There's pawn shop chains with many stores, and there are some with a few or even just one. When it comes to choosing a pawn store, what considerations should a person who's seeking help keep in mind?
Well, you know, I mean, like in any shopping situation, you go to Walmart, you go to, you know, Target, you go to, you know, some of the food stores, you go to McDonald's and stuff. I mean, you know, I go to a lot of restaurants. You go to some restaurant and the food's not that great and the experience not great because of the people that are working there. It's all about service and people doing the right thing and taking, you know, doing quality work. I mean, I worked in the restaurant business and I know that there's good Pizza Huts and there's bad Pizza Huts, you know, and it's all by the people who run. So I would tell you that whether it's a corporate one, whether it's a Cash America, Value Pawn, or some of the bigger ones, if it's well run, it's probably going to be a good situation. Obviously, we pride ourselves. We have two locations, and we pride ourselves on hiring people and training them well and paying them well and treating them well. Why? Because we want them to treat our customers well. And that's why, you know, I think a lot of people like Target, guys. I think Target does a pretty good job treating people well. Sometimes I have a hard time finding people to help me, but you know, that's just business, you know. And I think it's just good operations. You know, pawn stores, you know, you come into ours, you know, and there's several things that we've done to make it more of a family atmosphere so people feel more comfortable. We don't have guns, which the guys don't like. You know, men say, what do you mean you don't have guns? Every pawn shop has guns. We don't have guns, and we just don't want people walking in with guns in our store. We want you to feel comfortable and not have guns hanging around. Mm-hmm. Don't do car audio either. You know, car audio is, you know, the boom, boom, bang, bang and stuff like that. Our main focus is on jewelry. And then we do a lot of tools and guitars and musical instruments. We do have quite a few collectibles. We'll have coins, you know, like older coins, Morgans from 1800s and peace dollars, eagles. You can find all kinds of cool stuff. Knives, we'll have, you know, neat bench-made knives and just brand names that, you know, people are out seeking for. So it's just fun to come in and browse and see what we have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and those really high dollar purses that people can get at a significant price reduction.
Yeah.
What is one example of how a shopper can find great value at your store as compared to shopping elsewhere?
The main thing, Martin, is jewelry. You know, I mean, we just got a package of jewelry sent back from our appraising company. We use an appraising company in California, and we'll take our nicer pieces and we'll send them off and get them appraised. For example, we send off a 3.5 carat diamond. It's a square cut. It's a cushion cut, and the value came back appraised at $32,000. Well, if you go to some of the jewelry companies around here, maybe IDC or to
Jared's
or something like that, they're going to be probably priced somewhere close around that, $28,000, $32,000. Well, we price ours at about half of that appraisal. So ours is going to be priced, if it's $32,000, about $15,000-$16,000. That's a huge savings. I have people walk in.
It pays for the honeymoon.
Oh yeah. I have people walk in with their rings, that women that are, or guys that bought this for a girl and it didn't work out. And they'll come in and say, yeah, I bought this at Jared's and I paid, $4,000 for it. And we look at it and it's a half a carat or less diamond. And it's pretty good quality, but it's not a BS1, D color. And we'll take a ring that's bigger than that. We'll show it to them and they'll, say, look at the price. And they look at the price. They go, oh, my God. And it's only like $1,400 and it's nicer and better than yours. Hmm. And he goes, oh, my, because we're concerned about giving them our offer because, you paid $4,000 for it. We look at it and we look at the value. We know what we can sell for, and we're offering you on a $4,000 ring. And if it's less than half a carat, we're offering you like $400 or $500. And they're like, well, you're crazy. You're a ripoff. And whoa, let me show you what we have, and the markup on jewelry is just big. So if you want to, save some money and you want some jewelry for the wife or for yourself, like guys, chains and stuff, come in. I mean, I go to the mall when I'm dragged with the grandkids and my wife, and while they're in the ladies store that I don't like going into, I'm across the street in Kay's Jewelry, looking at their chains and stuff like that. And the prices are just crazy. Their prices are almost, twice as much as what we would charge.
Wow.
So,
Steve, what's the most rewarding thing about the work you do? And maybe you can give an example.
I think the biggest thing is just helping people. I mean, a lot of times people come in needing money. We're in a community here in Florida where there's a lot of elderly people and they get in financial problems and need money. And it's so gratifying when somebody comes in with their chain and their diamond and they say, look, I just need some money because, I need to get through till my Social Security check comes in. And, they give us this stuff and we tell them what we'll give them for it. And they start crying because they're like, oh my gosh, that makes my day. And that's awesome. And they're thankful. And most of the time they can get it back. There are a few times where they can't, where they overdo it. And we try to help them manage that. We're honest with them, say, hey, just get what you need because, we're going to charge you a percentage above that. We charge 20%, on a service for a loan, and so if you get 200, it's going to be 240 to pick up in 30 days. Mm-hmm. So the less you get to get you through, then the better situation and financially it is.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And then just people finding stuff. People go and they'll say, oh, my son found this on the beach and, they'll give it to us and it's a silver coin and we're giving them $30 for it, or it's a gold coin and we're giving them $500 for it. And they're like, yes, all right. And they're excited.
So. Yeah. When you're not working, what do you do for fun and relaxation?
When I'm not working, what do I do for fun? Spend time with my wife and my grandkids. You know, right now with I've got a great grandkid actually, and
you're too young for that.
And, yeah, I know. And I've got you know, three other grandkids, and so we try to take them and enjoy life and be in their lives before they get too old. You know, because once they turn, you know, 16 or 18 or 21, then they're gone. So, you know, we like to travel. You know, at least once a year, we'll take a trip and travel somewhere. Mm-hmm. So that's fun. You know,
Steve, your information has been so valuable this morning, so helpful. And, you know, I've known you for a while, and I've been in and around pawn shops for years, but it just never fails. I gain a new insight when talking with you or visiting your shop. By the way, I must admit to our listeners that I've bought multiple tools from your pawn shop, and yeah, they really helped me out. They're great location to buy good quality tools.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah, yeah. So what is the one takeaway, more than any other, you want people to remember about Colorado Pawn and Jewelry?
The biggest, we're a pawn store. We're very friendly. And the tagline that says, you never know what treasures you will find. You can't see that until you come in. You know, mm-hmm. you have to come in and just check us out. It's like going to, you know, I don't know, like going to a specialty store that you always want to go to, because you never know what you're going to find. Mm-hmm. You know, because you never do. We get all kinds of crazy things in here. And people are very amazed. They go, wow, that's cool. Where'd you get that? And, you know, and because we get hand-me-downs and stuff that people want to get rid of. And you know, some of them are antiques. You know, some of them are like brand new, you know, iPod earbuds and stuff. So you never know. Mm-hmm. You just never know what treasures you're going to find.
That's good. Can you give our listeners your contact information, like the addresses of your store and the phone numbers of the store and the website for the store?
Sure. I mean, the store, our main store is the one on Cantor, and it's 2275 South Cantor Highway in Stuart, Florida, 34994. And the phone number is 772-283-3660. And both our stores are textable numbers. So if you have something, you can just shoot a picture and send it to us with the comment, hey, I want to sell this, or hey, would you take this on a loan, and how much do you think you would give me? The Port St. Lucie store is at 1168 Southeast Port St. Lucie Boulevard. And the phone number there, and it's 34952 in Port St. Lucie is the zip code. And the phone number there is 772-335-1896, 335-1896 and 283-3660. Both textable numbers, and we'd be happy to talk to you and see if we can help you out.
And the website?
The website is Colorado Jewelry at...
No, that's your email. The website.
Colorado Pawn Jewelry .com.
All right. That's great.
Colorado Pawn Jewelry .com.
All right. I want to thank you, Steve, for wonderful information. It's going to be very helpful to a number of people. And I want to thank those who will be listening to this for staying with us through the interview. And I'm sure you feel your time is well worth it. So I want everybody have a great day. And until we meet again, listeners, we'll see you then.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast, River Living. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpriverliving.com. That's gnpriverliving.com. Or call 772-247-6782.